USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In northern Syria, there are raging firefights. Kurdish officials who say they've been abandoned by the United States in the face of a Turkish invasion have announced a deal with the Syrian government to deploy troops along the country's entire northern border. The Kurds say Syrian troops will liberate areas that have been captured by the Turkish army. Defense Secretary Mark Esper on CBS's Face the Nation.
We have American forces likely caught between two opposing advancing armies, and it's a very untenable situation.
Cooler weather and higher humidity are helping firefighters against the California wildfire that scorched the San Fernando Valley hills and forced thousands to evacuate. The blaze has burned 12 square miles, damaged or destroyed 32 structures, and is now just over 41% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Search and rescue operations have resumed for a construction worker missing since the partial collapse of a hotel that was being built in New Orleans. The mayor, LaToya Cantrell, is warning people to stay away.
The area is unstable right now, and safety is top priority. Rescue, absolutely, but we cannot overestimate, you know, the structure being unsound, unstable right now.
The price of gas is holding steady, industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
2 weeks ago, the average retail regular grade gasoline price was $2.73. Now it is also that price, except that it rose about one-third of 1 penny per gallon during the two-week period. From here, we probably will see a decline of a few pennies per gallon in the near future. Unless, of course, there should be that big, big caveat coming true, which is that a major supply disruption would change all that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pentagon officials have issued a warning to Iran to accompany the additional 2,000 troops being sent to the region. USA's John Clemens reports.
That warning came from Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
We've been concerned, based on what we hear from partners and allies in the region, about continued Iranian behavior. There are things we pick up, if you will, through intelligence that we thought was important to continue to deploy forces to deter and defend, and to send the message to the Iranians, do not strike another sovereign state, do not threaten American interests, American forces, or we will respond.
That deployment to Saudi Arabia includes two fighter squadrons, two batteries of Patriot missiles, a terminal high area defense system, and an Air Force headquarters unit. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Chicago police say a man is in custody for killing four of his neighbors. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Police say the suspect allegedly shot the victims as they were eating dinner in their apartment on Saturday night. The suspect identified as a 67-year-old retired construction worker. A police spokesman says he walked into the neighbor's apartment, shot and killed four people at the dinner table, and then went upstairs and shot a woman. At last check, the woman had survived but was in critical condition. Police don't yet know the motive for that shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.